今天是父亲节。
Today is Father's Day.
所以我邀请所有的父亲站起来好不好？
I'm going to ask all the fathers to stand up.
我们要为父亲们祷告。
I want to pray for all the fathers.
其实在这个福音书里面，主耶稣讲到一个比喻，就也就是那个我们很熟悉那个浪子的比喻。
And in the Gospels, it talks about a parable which we're very familiar with, which is the parable of the prodigal son.
但是当我深入去探讨这个比喻的时候
，But as I study it more,
我发觉到这个比喻是在讲这个父亲。
But I realized that the parable is talking about the father.
当然那位父亲是我们的天父。
Of course, that father is our heavenly father.
所以今天早上我要为所有的父亲向神祷告。
So this morning I'd like to pray for all the fathers.
让我们做父亲的学习我们这位天父。
So as fathers, we could learn from our Heavenly Father.
因为这位天父是我们最好学习的榜样。
Because our Heavenly Father is our best example.
让我们来到神的面前，把所有的父亲们交在天父的手中。
Let's come before God and commit all the fathers into His hands.
让他赐给我们智慧。
That He may give us wisdom.
能够在这个地上活出一个蒙神喜悦的生命。
So that we may live out a life here on earth which is pleasing to Him.
让我们同心一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的父神，今天早上我们来到你面前敬拜你的时候。
Heavenly Father, as we come before you to worship you.
求主你与我们同在。
Please be with us.
我们也感谢你，因为你赐给我们父亲。
We also say thank you for giving us fathers.
来抚养各个家庭。
To guide each family.
我们最感谢的，因为我们有这位慈爱的天父。
And mostly we thank you because you have given us a wonderful father.
你无条件的爱我们。
A heavenly father who loves us unconditionally.
虽然我们沉沦在这个罪恶当中，
Even though we are sunk in our sins，
但是你仍然爱我们，
Yet you still love us，
你赐给我们你的丰盛的恩典，
Yeah， giving us the abundance of your grace，
你怜悯我们的过犯，
And you have forgiven us our sins，
使到我们能够回到你那里去，
So that we may return to you，
求主你让我们在做父亲的能够学习你的榜样。
Please help us as fathers to learn from your example.
能够忠心的来爱你，来跟随你。
So that we may faithfully love you and follow you.
求主你与父亲们同在。
Please be with the fathers.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
阿们。请坐。
Please be seated.
那么今天早上我们要来看一段经文，是在这个马太福音第七章21节到23节。
And this morning we're going to be looking at a passage which is Matthew chapter 7 verses 21 to 23.
如果你有圣经的话，我请你打开你的圣经。
If you have a Bible, please open up to this passage.
马太福音第七章21节到23节。凡称呼我主啊主啊的人，不能都进天国，唯独遵循我天父旨意的人才能进去。当那日必有许多人对我说，主啊主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能呢？我就明明地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, do we not prophesy in your name, and in your name cast out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
很多时候我曾经说过，如果我们看圣经的话，我们必须要看上下文。
And I often mention that if we're going to look at the Bible, we must look at it within its context.
那么刚才我读那段经文，基本上是耶稣讲完这个登山宝训的教导之后所做的一个结论。
And the passage I just read is a concluding remark after Jesus preached the Sermon on the Mount.
我们知道登山宝训也就是在马太福音第五、第六、第七章的这段经文。
And we know that Sermon on the Mount was what was covering Matthew chapter 5 to 7.
那我大概给大家一个概念哦，这个登山宝训的内容。
And I'll give you a brief concept of what the contents of the Sermon on the Mount.
那比如说在第五章一开始的时候，主耶稣就讲到这个这个所谓八福这个讲论。
And for example, at the beginning of chapter 5, Jesus went through the Beatitudes.
然后他又讲到这个我们在世上做光做盐的事情。
And he talked about us being salt and light in the world.
然后主耶稣也讲到关于这个发怒的事情。
And he speaks of anger.
Yeah, anger. 还有讲论到这个犯奸淫的事情。
And adultery.
还有离婚的事情。
And divorce.
还有做启示就 making promises.
And making promises.
还有讲到这个报复啊。
And a revenge.
还有他又讲到爱我们的仇敌。
And loving our neighbors.
然后讲到我们必须要施舍。
And that we ought to give.
主耶稣也谈到关于这个祷告的事情。
And Jesus speak of prayer.
他也谈到如何要我们应当要饶恕人。
And how we ought to forgive.
还有讲到这些关于天上的财宝。
And the treasures in heaven.
还有教导我们不要在生活上忧虑。
And not worrying our lives.
他还有说不要论断别人。
And do not judge.
还有其他等等的教导在这个登山宝训里面都可以看到。
And many other teachings are seen in the Sermon on the Mount.
所以当主耶稣讲完这个登山宝训之后。
So after Jesus was done with Sermon on the Mount.
所以他就做了这个结论。
He gave this concluding remark.
他说凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国。唯独遵循我天父旨意的人才能进去。
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter.
当那日必有许多人对我说，主啊，主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？
Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, do we not prophesy in your name, and in your name cast out demons, and in your name perform many miracles?
我就明明告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
And then I will declare to them, I never knew you, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
那么在这里，主耶稣没有说我已经不认识你们。
Here Jesus did not say, I no longer know you.
他是说我从来没有从来不认识你们。
He says, I never knew you.
那么在教会的圈子里有不少的人称自己是基督徒。
In the church circle, many people call themselves Christians.
但又不听从神的话语。
Yet they do not listen to God's word.
遵行天父的旨意。
And follow his commands.
然后对于这些人来说，主耶稣说：“我从来不认识你们。”
So to these people, Jesus says, "I never knew you."
那有些人认为自己是基督徒。
And some people think of themselves as Christians.
因为父母是基督徒。
Because their parents are Christians.
那从小在教会长大。
And that they grew up in the church.
也有些人说自己是基督徒。
And there are people who call themselves Christians.
因为曾经受过洗。说过洗加入教会。
Because at some point they were baptized and joined the church.
然后这些人虽然出生在基督徒的家庭里面,
and even though these people grew up in a Christian home,
然后受过洗加入教会,
and that they have been baptized and joined the church,
啊, 并不表示他们是基督徒,
yet it does not indicate that they are Christians.
根据圣经, 一个人是基督徒, 必须要符合
According to scripture, for a person to be a Christian, he must satisfy these following three criteria.
第一个就是有重生的生命。
One, he must be born again.
第二就是有圣灵的内住。
Second, he must have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
第三呢，就是有永生的生命。
Thirdly, he must have eternal life.
然后其实这三个条件是相辅相成的。
All these three criteria are related.
然后有了其中一样，三样都有。
Having one, you will have all three.
那缺少一样，什么都没有。
Lacking one, you won't have any.
一个人是基督徒，首先必须要有重生的生命。
So a Christian must be born again.
我们在约翰福音第三章谈到一个人的名字叫做尼哥底母。
And in John chapter 3, it speaks of a man named Nicodemus.
这节经文说，这人夜里来见耶稣说，拉比，我们知道你是由神那里来做师傅的，因为你所行的神迹若没有神同在，无人能行。
And so, here it says, this man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you have come from God as a teacher, for none can do these signs that you do unless God is with him.
所以尼哥底母很想知道耶稣所行的。
So Nicodemus really want to know what Jesus did.
那因此他来问耶稣一些问题。
Therefore he came and asked Jesus questions.
那主耶稣就回答说，我实实在告诉你， 人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
In reply, Jesus declared, I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again.
尼哥底母想知道耶稣为什么能够行神迹。
And Nicodemus wants to know how come Jesus can perform miracles.
那可是主耶稣带出一个比行神迹更重要的事情。
Yet Jesus bring out a thing that's even more important than miracles.
也就是重生。
And that is being born again.
他说，人如果不重生，就不能够进去神的国。
He says, unless a man is born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
那主耶稣所说的，使到尼哥底母感到非常的纳闷。
So what Jesus said really puzzled Nicodemus.
他所问的问题没有得到这个答案。
He did not receive an answer for his question.
而主耶稣以另外一个话题来回答他。
Instead, Jesus used a different topic to answer him.
那到底主耶稣在说什么？
What is Jesus talking about?
那听了耶稣所说的。
And after hearing what Jesus said,
那尼哥底母就说，人已经老了，如何能重生呢？ 岂能再进母腹生出来吗？
Nicodemus answered, how can a man be born when he is old? Nicodemus asked, surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born.
所以尼哥底母不明白主耶稣所说的。
So Nicodemus did not understand what Jesus said.
我已经这么老了, 怎么能够回去我的母腹里面再生出来呢?
I am so old, how can I enter my mother's womb again and be born?
所以尼哥底母所想到的是具体的东西。
So what Nicodemus is thinking of is the physical things.
那耶稣所要说的是属灵的事情。
But what Jesus is speaking of is the spiritual things.
所以主耶稣以这个出生来说明这个重生的生命。
So Jesus uses being born as to describe being having spiritual birth.
他所说的不是这个第一次的生命。
What he speaks of is not the first life.
而是这个第二次的生命。
It's the second life.
那一个人出生在这个世界, 因为父亲跟母亲的结合。
And a person is born in this world because of the union between father and mother.
所以我们的生命是来自我们的父母亲。
So our life comes from our father and mother.
那同样的，重生的生命是神所赐的。
Likewise, the new life is a gift from God.
那来自这位创造天地的主。
It comes from the God who created heaven and earth.
那出生象征新生命的开始。
And to be born again is represented in a new life.
那同样的重生象征这个属灵生命的开始。
And so being born again is showing the beginning of a spiritual life.
那在哥林多前书第五章第十七节保罗说。
In 2 Corinthians 5:17, Paul says,
他说若有人在基督里他就是新造的人旧事已过都变成新的了。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
所以神赐给我们的生命是一个新的生命。
So the life that God has given us is a new life.
当一个人悔改相信耶稣的时候，这个重生的生命就临到他的身上。
And when a person repents, the new life comes to him.
这个生命不会终止，一直伸延到永恒。
And this life will not end, but it will continue through eternity.
所以耶稣在这里说，我实实在在告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
So Jesus said, answered, I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit.
那这节经文强调一个很重要的一个重点。
And this verse has a great emphasis.
也说明我们这个重生的一个秘诀。
And it gives us a secret to our rebirth.
那人必须借助这个水和圣灵才能够得到这个重生的生命。
It's through the water and the spirit that a man can have a new life.
那按照这个三位一体的真理，圣灵是神。
And according to the doctrine of Trinity, the Spirit is God.
那只有神才能够赐给我们这个重生的生命。
And only God can give us a new life.
那么这个水是代表什么？
And what is the water representing?
圣经学者有不同的解释。
Bible scholars have different explanations.
那有些圣经学者认为是受洗。
Some say it's baptism.
那有些圣经学者认为是圣灵的同义词。
Some say it's the presence of the Holy Spirit.
也就是这个水是代表圣灵。
And that water represents Holy Spirit.
那也有些学者说认为水是象征这个洁净。
And some people say water is purification.
也就是赦罪悔改的意思。
And it means being forgiven and repenting.
那也有些学者认为是神的话语。
And some scholar believe it's God's word.
那这些解释在神学上都是没有问题。
And all these explanations theologically have no problem.
也符合这个圣经的教导。
And it's consistent with the teaching of scripture.
有时候人重生是借助一个因素或者多个因素。
People sometimes have the new life because of one or many reasons.
那重生必须要有悔改。
And rebirth must have repentance.
重生必须是来自圣灵的。
And rebirth comes from the Holy Spirit.
那神的话也会使到一个人得到重生的生命。
And God's word can cause a person to have a new life.
当我们受洗的时候也象征一个重生的一个生命。
And when we're baptized, it represents a new birth.
那无论如何，重生的生命必须是从神而来的。
But no matter what, that new life comes from God.
所以一个人悔改相信耶稣有两方面。
So a person repenting and believing Jesus are two aspects.
那一方面就是神的话语。
One is God's word.
另一方面呢，就是圣灵的工作。
And the other side is the work of the Holy Spirit.
很多时候有这个神的话语进入一个人的心中，能够改变他的生命。
Oftentimes God's word enters a person's heart and causes them to change.
那在彼得前书第一章第二十三节说。
And in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 23 it says,
你们蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子 是借着神活泼长存的道。
For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God.
那除了神的话语能够改变你的生命。
And besides God's word being able to change people's hearts.
圣灵感动一个人也能够改变他的生命。
And the moving of the Holy Spirit can move a person, change a person's life.
所以整体来说这个重生的生命是从神而来的。
So collectively, the, new birth comes from God.
所以在约翰福音第一章第十二节到十三节这么说。
So in John chapter 1 verses 12 to 13 it says,
凡接待他的就是信他名的人他就赐给他们权柄做神的儿女。
Yet to all who receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
那么这等人不是从血气生的不是情义生的也不是从人义生的乃是从神生的。
Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God.
所以从这段经文，我们看到重生的生命不是有以下的三点。
So we see that the new life is the new birth is not based on these three things.
也就是不是从血气生的。
It's not of natural descent.
啊，所谓刚才我说过。如果我出生在一个基督徒家庭，我就是基督徒。
So it's not as though I was born in a Christian family, therefore I'm a Christian.
啊，在这个约翰福音，当这些文士还有法利赛人跟耶稣对话的时候
，and the gospel as the scribes and Pharisees were talking to Jesus.
耶稣告诉他们，不是因为你们是亚伯拉罕的后裔，你们就是得救的人。
And so Jesus tells them, you're not it's not because you're descendants of Abraham that you are a saved people.
然后第二点，他说也不是靠着情义生的。
And the second point is nor of human decision.
那人不能够靠着自己的感觉或者感受说自己是基督徒。
And man cannot say that they're Christians because of their own feelings.
然后第三点就是不是从人意生的。
Nor a husband's will.
也就是不是出于人的意愿。
It's not based on our will.
一个人得到这个重生的生命完全都是出于圣灵的工作。
And a person having this new...Life is all the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以第一点就是说一个人是基督徒因为他有这个重生的生命。
So a person is a Christian because he has this new life.
然后第二点就是一个人说自己是基督徒必须要有这个圣灵的内住。
And the second point is that a person who's truly Christian will have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
我当一个人悔改相信耶稣的时候圣灵内住在他的里面。
When a person repents and believes in Jesus, the Holy Spirit indwells in him.
啊，在使徒行传第二章第三十八节说。
And in Acts chapter 2 verse 38 it says.
彼得说你们个人要悔改奉耶稣基督的名受洗叫你们的罪得赦就必领受所赐的圣灵。
Peter replied, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
所以基督徒是从圣灵而生的。
So Christians are born of the Holy Spirit.
那因此圣灵必须要内住在他里面。
So the Holy Spirit must live in him.
哥林多前后书第一章第二十二节这里说他又用应允了我们必赐圣灵在我们心里做凭据。
And, Second Corinthians 1:22 it says, set his seal of ownership on us and put his spirit in our hearts as a deposit guaranteeing that what is to come.
那这节经文说明基督徒有这个圣灵的印记。
And here it says that Christians have the seal of the Holy Spirit.
印记经常可以应用在或者在法律上或者做生意上的一个程序。
oftentimes in law, legal system or in business transaction, there's a reason for those.
当这个文件被盖上这个印记的时候,
when a document has a seal on it,
啊, 就表示这个文件是正式的,
and it has its authentication,
啊, 有保障, 而且还有这个拥有权,
there's security and ownership.
所以当圣灵在我们的心里面盖上这个印记之后,
so when the Holy Spirit set his seal in our hearts,
那表示我们是属于神的,
it means that we belong to God.
我们是真实的基督徒,
that we're authentic Christians.
那么在神的国度里面, 我们有了这个保障,
and that we have security in God's kingdom.
所以保罗在以弗所书第四章30节这么说,
so Paul says in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 30,
他说你们原是受了他的印记等候得赎的日子到来,
the Holy Spirit of God with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption.
那一个相信悔改，相信耶稣悔改的人，那么圣灵内住在他里面。
So a person who believed in Jesus and repented, the Holy Spirit lives in him.
那圣经也告诉我们说，一个圣灵内住的人，有圣灵内住的人，他的生命必须是有圣灵充满的。
And it also speaks of a person who has the indwelling of the Holy Spirit will be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那么什么是圣灵充满?
And what does it mean to be filled with the Holy Spirit?
那么根据圣经，圣灵充满的意思就是被圣灵掌管的一个生命。
And according to Scripture, life that is filled with the Holy Spirit is one that is ruled by the Holy Spirit.
也就是以神为中心的一个生命。
And it is a life that has God as its center.
如果我们看加拉太书第二章第20节,
and if we look at Galatians chapter 2 verse 20,
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我, 乃是基督在我里面活着。 并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
然后新约圣经里面有不少的地方提到这个圣灵充满的事情。
And in the New Testament, there are many places that speaks of being filled with the Holy Spirit.
那比如说路加福音第4章第1节说,
for example, Luke 4:1.
那耶稣被圣灵充满，从约旦河回来。 圣灵将他引到旷野40天受魔鬼的试探。
Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led around by the Spirit to the wilderness.
然后耶稣被圣灵充满，直到他能够抵挡魔鬼的试探。
And Jesus was filled with the Holy Spirit, therefore he was able to resist the temptation of Satan.
然后在使徒行传第4章第31节又这么说。
And in Acts chapter 4 verse 31 it says,
祷告完了，聚会的地方震动，他们都被圣灵充满，放胆讲论神的道。And
when they had prayed, the place where they had gathered together was shaken, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak the word of God with boldness.
所以彼得被这个圣灵充满，然后他就放胆的传讲神的道。So
after Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit, he boldly spoke God's word.
还有使徒行传第6章第3节说，所以弟兄们，当你们中间选出7个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人，我们就派他们管理这事。And
Acts 6:3 it says, therefore, brethren, select from among you 7 men of good reputation, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, whom we may put in charge of this task.
我们在早期教会的7个执事都是被圣灵充满的人。
In the early church, the 7 deacons were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
那直到他们有智慧来管理这个教会的事情。
Therefore, they had wisdom to take care of the things of the church.
然后在使徒行传第7章第55节又说,
And in Acts chapter 7, verse 55, it says,
但使提凡被圣灵充满，定睛望天。 看见神的荣耀，又看见耶稣站在神的右边。
But being full of the Holy Spirit, he gazed intently into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God.
所以使提凡他被圣灵充满，他不怕为主殉道，为主而死。
And Stephen was filled with the Holy Spirit, therefore he had no fear of being martyred for God.
那同时他又看见主耶稣站 站在神的右边,
and saw Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And in Acts chapter 11, verse 24, it says,
大有信心,
For he was a good man, and full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and considerable numbers were brought to the Lord.
传讲这个福音，使到很多人相信耶稣。
And Barnabas was full of the Holy Spirit, therefore he was able to preach the gospel and bring many to God.
我们在使徒行传第十三章五十二节说，门徒满心喜乐，又被圣灵充满。
And in Acts chapter 13, verse 52, it says, And the disciples were continually filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit.
所以门徒被圣灵充满。
And so the consequence of being filled with the Holy Spirit was the disciples was continually filled with joy.
所以在圣经里面只有两个地方谈到圣灵充满是这个超自然的现象。
And so there's only two places in Scripture where when it speaks of being filled with the Holy Spirit, it was a supernatural condition.
在路加福音第一章第六十七节说,
In Luke chapter 1, verse 67, it says,
他父亲撒迦利亚被圣灵充满了, 就预言说,
And his father, Zechariah, was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying,
撒迦利亚被圣灵充满, 他预言将来要发生的事情,
Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit, for therefore he was able to prophesy.
那他说, 将来将有一位救主从大卫的家出来。
He speaks of in the future the Messiah will come from the line of David.
然后使徒行传第二章第四节,
and in Acts chapter 2, verse 4,
他们就被圣灵充满, 按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit was giving them utterance.
所以门徒被圣灵充满，使到他们能够讲这个方言。
And so the disciples were filled with the Holy Spirit, so they were able to speak other languages.
所以被圣灵充满不一定是能够讲预言或者能够讲方言。
And so being filled with the Holy Spirit is not just so that you could prophesy or you could speak with other tongues.
所以被圣灵充满 牵涉到人的行为，还有他的态度。
But being filled with the Holy Spirit, it relates to a person's actions and his attitudes.
说预言、讲方言，只不过是这个圣灵充满的其中的一部分。
Prophesying and speaking tongues is only a small part of being filled with the Holy Spirit.
刚才我们看到圣经里面好多地方提到这个圣灵充满的表现。
And so we see many other parts of the scripture speaks of the manifestation of being filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们看到因为主耶稣能够被圣灵充满，所以他能够抵挡魔鬼的试探。
And we see that Jesus was filled with the Holy Spirit, therefore he was able to resist the temptation of Satan.
我们看到彼得他被圣灵充满，因此他放胆的传福音。
And that Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit, therefore he was able to speak the gospel boldly.
我们看到这个使提凡 被圣灵充满，因此他愿意献上自己的生命。
And we see Stephen being filled with the Holy Spirit, therefore he was willing to martyr himself.
我们也看到圣经说，当一个人被圣灵充满的时候，他有从神而来的喜悦。
And we see that when a person is filled with the Holy Spirit, he has the joy from God.
所以我们看到这一切都是圣灵充满的表现。
So we see that all these is showing of being filled with the Holy Spirit.
那么圣灵除了能够内住，还有充满我们的心。
The Holy Spirit not only can dwell in us and fill us.
那圣灵也能够更新我们的生命。
The Holy Spirit can also renew our life.
在罗马书第八章第二节说，因为是生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪而死的律了。
Romans 8:2 says, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death.
那然后保罗又在加拉太书第六章第八节说，顺着情欲杀种的必从情欲收败坏，顺着圣灵杀种的必从圣灵收永生。
And in Galatians chapter 6 verse 8 it says, the one who sows to please his sinful nature from that nature will reap destruction. The one who sows to please the Spirit from the Spirit will reap eternal life.
然后罗马书第十五章第十六节说，使我为外邦人做基督徒的不义，做神福音的祭司，叫所献上的外邦人因做圣灵成为圣洁，可蒙悦纳。
And in Romans 15:16 it says, to be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles, ministering as a priest of the gospel of God, so that my offering of the Gentiles may become acceptable, sanctified by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们看到这些经文都描述到圣灵更新我们的生命。
And so we see from all these passages that the Holy Spirit renews our lives.
那么在加拉太书第五章第二十二节到二十三节说，圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、节温柔、节制。
In Galatians chapter 5 verses 22 and 23 it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
所以这些都是圣灵所结的果子。
And these are all the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
也表现出一个圣灵充满的一个生命。
And it also exemplifies a life filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以今天早上我要提到的就是，如果一个人说他是基督徒，
So this morning what I want to say is that if a person says that he's a Christian,
那第一他必须要有这个重生的生命，
First he must have a new life,
那第二他必须有这个圣灵的内住，
And second he must have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit,
那第三点就是他有这个永生的生命，
And thirdly he has eternal life.
因为圣经讲得很清楚，一个信耶稣悔改的人有永生的生命。
Because the Bible is very clear that a person who believes and has repented has eternal life.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
John 3:16 it says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
什么是永生？
What is eternal life?
那永生是指一个永不止境的一个生命。
Eternal life is one that will never end.
不受这个时间的限制。
It's not limited to time.
也不受这个自然老化过程的影响。
And it's not influenced by natural aging and decaying.
所以当一个人接受耶稣悔改，相信耶稣的时候，
So when a person believes and repents,
那圣经告诉我们永生就从那个时候开始。
The Bible tells us eternal life begins there,
一直伸延到这个永恒。
And it continues to the eternity.
所以什么是永生，我们必须要了解。
So we must understand what is eternal life.
永生可以说是身体的复活。
Eternal life is the resurrection of the body.
那些得救的基督徒有一天将会经历到身体的复活。
And the Christian who have believed will one day be resurrected.
那保罗在哥林多前书第十五章很清楚地谈到这个身体复活的事情。
And Paul speaks of it clearly in 1 Corinthians.
那保罗说这个复活的身体是一个不会朽坏的身体。
And he speaks of the resurrected body as one that would not decay.
是一个属灵的身体，
It is a spiritual body,
也是一个具体的身体，
and is a concrete, solid body.
那既然得救的基督徒有一天将会从死里复活过来，
and since the believers will once in the future be resurrected,
那么这个复活的生命又是怎么样的？
And what is this resurrected life?
那么圣经有提到基督徒的复活生命将会好像主耶稣复活的生命一样。
And the Bible mentions that the Christian's resurrected life is similar to that of Christ.
在哥林多 前书第十五章第二十节这么说。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 20 it says,
但基督已经从死里复活，成为罪恶之人初熟的果子。
But now Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who are asleep.
什么是初熟的果子？
What is the first fruits?
初熟的果子就是指耶稣基督是第一个从死里复活的人。
And first fruit is referring to Jesus as being the first one being raised from the dead.
然后他成为以后复活的人的一个模式。
He became a model for subsequent people who will be resurrected.
那么圣经告诉我们，我们将来复活的身体将会好像耶稣复活的身体一样。
And the Bible tells us that our future body will be like Jesus.
在约翰一书第三章第二节说，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。
In 1 John chapter 3 verse 2 it says, Beloved, we are children of God, and it has not appeared as yet what we will beWe know that when he appears, we will be like him, because we will see him just as he is.
我们复活的身体将会好像主耶稣复活的身体一样。
Our resurrected body will be like Jesus.
是一个看得见、摸得到的一个身体。
It's one that can be seen and one that can be touched.
然后当主耶稣复活之后，他显给门徒还有许多人看。
And after Jesus rose again, he appeared to his disciples and many others.
那有一次他告诉门徒说，你们看我的手，我的脚，就知道实在是我了。
And one time when he appeared to his disciples, he said, See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself.
他说，摸我看看，魂是无骨无肉，你们看，我是有的。
Touch me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have.
耶稣基督的复活的身体是可以触摸的。
Jesus' resurrected body is something that we can touch.
那么说明这个身体是一个具体的身体，不是一个鬼魂。
So we see that the body is a physical body, it's not just a spirit.
所以我们将来这个复活的身体将会好像耶稣复活的身体一样。
So our resurrected body in the future will be like Jesus.
不仅是一个具体的身体，圣经还告诉我们是一个荣耀的身体。
Not only is a physical body, but it's also a glorious body.
我在腓立比书第三章二十节、二十一节，保罗说。
In Philippians chapter 3 verse 20 to 21 it says.
他说，我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。
For citizenship is...In heaven, from which also we eagerly wait for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
他要按照那人叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
Who will transform the body of our humble state into conformity with the body of his glory by the exertion of the power that he has even to subject all things to himself.
所以一个得救的基督徒不仅有这个重生的生命，也有这个永生的生命。
So, saved Christian not only does have a new life, but he also has eternal life.
而永生的生命是属天的，是从神而来的。
And eternal life belongs to heaven, it comes from God.
所以一个人如果说他是基督徒，必须要符合这三个条件。
So if a person says that he's a Christian, it must match these three criteria.
第一就是有这个重生的生命。
First is having the new life.
Born again.
Born again life.
第二就是有圣灵的内住。
And second, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
第三有这个永生的生命。
And thirdly, have eternal life.
所以让我们记住主耶稣所说的这句经文，这节经文。
So let us remember what Jesus said.
凡称呼我主啊、主啊的人，不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
只有一个有重生生命、圣灵内住、有永生的生命。 的人才能够进天国。
So only a person who has been born again, have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit and have eternal life can enter the kingdom of God. Let's spend some time to meditate on today's message. Let us quiet our hearts before God. Let's examine ourselves before God whether we have this eternal life. And that we have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. And have eternal life. Please enlighten our hearts. So that we can examine our hearts and our thoughts. So that we may know our own position clearly. Whether we have been born again. That we have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. And eternal life. Please help us. Help us to know that we are saved.
天父，求你怜悯我们。
Please have mercy on us.
我们把自己交托在你的手中，求你保守我们。
We commit ourselves into your hands. Please watch over us.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.